5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this Thursday, October 31st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line on the show today right now is a good friend going all the way back to Right to Work in 2010, dealing and seeing what he did in the state Senate regarding elections, being on a couple of committees, ran for governor in 2018, and been all over our elections. Going back to November of 2020, Patrick Kolbeck's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Mad as hell, and I can't figure out how to deal with my anger this morning based on math, based on numbers. I'm a trained mathematician, not as good as you, but I know numbers. And I looked at your Twitter X posts, and I looked at the excessive number of votes. First question out of the box, adding up the numbers, Pat, 149,433. If those have actually been tabulated, put into the machines, the stubs have been torn off, there's no way of identifying those excessive almost 150,000 votes. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, first of all, there are no stubs for early voting. The Democrats made sure that we could use on-demand ballot printers, that you just print them off and dump them into the tabulator. So
that's right. I'm talking so, early, but absentee has stubs on them that
correct.
Get torn off and submitted to the clerk.
Yeah,
but let
yeah.
me ask you this question.
But that's a biggie. But no, there's once those we were talking before. I mean, this is Hotel California. Once you've inserted that ballot in the tabulator, it's tabulated, and there's no going back, and there's no way of separating that ballot out from all the legally cast ballots. Which
now,
is good, by the way. But I don't want everybody to sit there and say that. We need to have traceability there. No, we need to have a secret ballot. Remember, we live in cancel culture times. Secret ballots are very important.
So on that point or on that question, you're saying that once they're in the tabulator, they're counted. There's no way of identifying. There's no way we can get those out of the system. Sounds
correct.
Very close to the numbers that Biden won Michigan 154,188 votes back in 2020 over Donald Trump. Did this election, especially on October 28th, 125,428 excessive number of votes, along with these others added in, almost another 20,000, has this election already been stolen in Michigan?
Well, all right, if you believe that it truly was a glitch, then there were no ballots inserted, no ballots cast. It was just an errant report query, all right, and it didn't actually happen. So that's the official story coming out of the Michigan Secretary of State. And the Republican National Committee met with the Secretary of State representatives, and they seem to be convinced that it was a glitch. I'm not convinced it's a glitch because I'm looking at the multiple votes over time, and right. I see evidence of two distinct step functions in the number of multiple votes that are out there, and that indicates that it doesn't. I mean, when you create a report query, you don't change it from day to day. You create it at the beginning, and then you just hit refresh, refresh, refresh for right. every daily report. In order for what they're saying to be true and saying that it's a glitch, they would have to be manually creating this report query every single day because it would have to reflect the fact that there's a step function here. Sure. Another thing in opposition to the glitch theory is that if it truly is a glitch, something that was defined at the beginning of the election cycle, you would expect to see these multiple vote tally numbers align with the early voting turnout curve and the daily early voting turnout curve, and that's just not the case. So
right.
I don't believe it's a glitch, which lends me to believe that somebody is playing with the database in the background and assigning yep. votes to people that don't exist.
Hold that thought. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll hold Patrick Colbeck over. We'll be right back.
SecretarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, staying on through the break, is Patrick Kobach. Where do we go from here, Patrick?
Well, I'm demanding that we get access to the qualified voter file transaction log. Let's go off and audit it right now. That record should be subject to public scrutiny anyway. I mean, I'm not talking birth dates and driver's license numbers, but the actual log itself, we need to know who's been modifying the qualified voter file data, when have they been modifying it, and what records were modified by them. That would tell the story on all this, because then we could actually correlate it back with the tabulators and see if the history of the ballot assignments correlates with the history of ballots cast and ballot tabulation. So, unfortunately, what we're dealing with in Michigan is that anytime we go off and try to obtain information like that, Secretary of State Benson makes sure that people don't get access to that information. So this is like the least transparent Secretary of State ever. And every time and if you want to say have confidence in the results of the election, you got to open up the books. And the exact opposite is happening.
Text message coming in from Captain Jeff, a pilot, commercial pilot, retired from Cedarville. Quote, problems with the Dominion machines in this election, end quote. Deja vu all over again. I thought we learned our lesson 4 years ago. What are Dominion voting machines still doing in the Michigan election process again? We have an activist governor, attorney general, and secretary of state, and we're surprised that we now have election abnormalities. And by the way, did you see at the end of her press conference how Benson cackled, much like Harris? And catch me if you can, basically, is Captain Jeff's takeaway. Pretty right on.
Well, why do we have Dominion machines? Because Republican lawmakers, when they had the helm in the wake of the 2020 election, sat on their hands and did nothing.
Bottom line, even after we turned in all our affidavits, sworn statements, Senator Ed McBroom, Senator Lana Tice, others didn't want to believe the evidence, Pat.
They said, you know, let's focus on 2022. Forget about 2020. It's so passe. And what happened in 2022? Everything was gone. And because if you don't nip the fraud in the butt right from the beginning, this is what happens. The criminals get in charge and the criminals start making the laws. And now we're dealing with that going into the 2024 election, where they've actually passed laws that enable fraud in the state of Michigan.
Now, those, however, have not supposedly taken effect yet for November 5th, this coming Tuesday.
No, a lot of them have. There's one in particular around Senate Bill 603 and the provisions of that have not. But there's still a whole bunch of bill packages that took effect in February of this year. So everything from, calling out poll challengers for quote-unquote intimidation of election officials because they challenge, they had the audacity to challenge the way a poll worker is conducting their business. I mean, that could be indicted for, you could be indicted for a misdemeanor or even a felony, the way that the Dems, like House Bill 4129, when that was passed and signed into law, that's
sure.
In effect now.
That is in effect. So basically, as a trained poll challenger, you and I, Vicky, others have gone through this training, plan on and are going to be working the polls, challenging the polls. Let me ask you this question. If they aren't able to do their job because of these laws that are now in effect, we have no way to basically speak up and file a challenge at these activities of these election areas. We have no ability to do that threat.
No, they're very sly on how they implement this. So they don't explicitly prohibit submit all of those challenges. What they do is they insert this mythical beast called a poll challenger liaison. And the poll challengers have to go to this. They have to, first of all, find the poll challenger liaison. And once they do find them, that poll challenger liaison can say, you know, I don't think that's a applicable or admissible challenge. So we're going to reject that right now. And we're not going to put it in there. And they become judge and jury. That's the way they've set it up per the Michigan Supreme Court ruling in the O'Halloran v. Benson case. So that's the game. It's like, even if you are a poll challenger, even if you manage not to get arrested, There's no guarantee that those challenges will actually, particularly the challenges that mean something, there's no guarantee that those challenges will actually be accepted. And, oh, by the way, you know, they're making sure that canvassers are limited in what they can look at, so they're not even looking at the challenges in the poll book. As a matter of fact, there is no such thing as a poll book in early voting sites, so you have no audit trail anyway. They have literally covered up and all the operations associated with the conduct of our elections and put them behind the Wizard of Oz curtain so nobody else can see it.
That is exactly why you've been calling for people to vote on Election Day as late as possible, 4, 5, yep. 6 o'clock on Tuesday, November 5th. Contrary to what Donald Trump has been telling Republicans, vote early. You know, make sure you vote early, get out there, you know, record our ballots, get them into the system. You've been totally against that from day one.
Absolutely, because here's the, you first have to understand how they're stealing the elections. And you have to admit that they are trying to steal the elections. And when you do, you start understanding what mechanisms do they put in place to steal the elections. And when you look at that, I mean, early voting is nothing but an opportunity to give them advanced intel on what the vote tally is. Matter of fact, to this day, they print out interim reports at all the early voting centers and the AV County Board out in Detroit. So they've actually got the equivalent of a closing precinct tape stuffed into the poll book for all these locations. And I'm told that they bring these flash drives from the tabulators back to the Detroit Elections Bureau every single night. Are you trying to tell me that they're not peeking under the hood to see what the tallies actually say? And so that they can figure out how many ballots that they need to stuff? No. If they're not connected to the internet or wireless networks already, then the fact that they take them back to their to the city elections bureau at night every single night, that somebody is looking at these tallies so that they can figure out how many ballots they need to stuff. It's just tough to deny.
Yeah. Well, one of the other things that I'm doing is I requested an absentee ballot. I got it. I was able to see which campaigns were chasing absentee ballots based on them mailing to me. But I plan to take my unopened or used ballot. I'm not going to mark it. I'm going to go late on Tuesday and see if somebody actually voted for me. That whole thing about needing, you know, to know if, well, Randy is a high propensity voter. He votes every election since 1980. We know he's going to vote. Well, here it is, 6 o'clock on Tuesday, November 5th. He hasn't voted yet. Well, let's go ahead and vote for him.
Well, that's the heart of, that's the heart of what Mike Lindell is proposing with what we call the Voter Identity Protection Project. So if you go to voteridentityprotection.com, you can see everything that's involved. You identify the core process, but if you really want to put the screws to these guys and get them prosecuted, we go into detail about what you need to do in order to go the extra mile on it, audit that website. Matter of fact, in general, go out to the electioncrimebureau.com and you can find out a lot of useful tools, including when you run into an issue like that, how do you report it? You put it out on Vocal or True the Votes Vote Alert. And if you go to trackincidents.com, that'll put it into this database that we display in real time, although right now we're syncing up another database, so it's not syncing immediately. But if you go to electionnexus.com, you'll be able to see a real-time display of all the election incidents all across the country, and that the sync is going to be active again this afternoon. But it's powerful because you remember in the wake of the 2020 election, people were sending us incident after incident via email, via text, via voicemail.
Phone calls. I mean,
we couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah.
Right? And so now we're ahead of the game. Go to trackincidents.com, capture it. It'll categorize it, assign it to a different geographic, to a specific geographic location so we can generate heat maps and see where we need to focus limited resources to secure our elections.
And I want to be clear, trackincidents.com, I have the link you texted it to me yesterday.
Yep.
This is basically, Pat, a way for anybody that sees or actually witnesses irregularities, things happening, they can go to trackincidents.com and actually make a report, if you will,
Yep.
That will put it into the system, turning it into real-time monitoring so you guys can then take that information and be able to track it and see really what's going on.
Right, and Elon Musk chose to release his election integrity community to track those incidents the same day that we got our Election Nexus active, so that he kind of sucked the oxygen out of the room. But there is a difference between what he's doing. He's just doing free-form text entries that is not easy to convert into action. Ours, yeah. we're asking people to capture in a way that we can convert it into action, like a criminal complaint for law enforcement.
Excellent. Again, folks, that website, trackincidentsisplural.com. If you want that, just text me track. Just text me the word track, T-R-A-C-K, and I'll send you the link. You can then be able to have access to that website. Final question heading to the end of this interview. Do you see, if people stop voting early, they stop turning in their absentee ballot, they wait until Tuesday, November 5th, and go vote on Election Day, yep. Is that going to make it even that much more difficult for them to be able to stuff the number of ballots to make Harris victorious here in Michigan?
Well, absolutely, because it's going to show a spike in the insertions, just like we're seeing with these multiple vote calculations. We saw a spike happen on one day, which is probably the day that they realized that Harris is very much underwater regards to Trump here in Michigan.
Sure.
And they had to do something quick. So, yeah, it makes it much more difficult, and it's easy to do, and you're allowed to cast your absentee ballot that was issued to you in person at the polling locations under Michigan state law. I've done it myself. And it's not a problem at all. Just bring your ballot with you.
Diane Randall, supervisor, assessor there in Roscommon Township, said she's loving people bringing in their absentee ballot. It's already printed. They have it. They tear off the stub, and they put it in the tabulator. Easy peasy is her text message to me.
Yep. And frankly, it's the way we should be doing it. Go back home, do the homework, fill out your exam, and then bring it into the classroom.
Right. And then you walk in the door. I already got my ballot. I don't have to do an application for a ballot. You can mark me down in the poll book. Can I go over and put it in the tabulator?
Yep.
That would expedite the process tremendously.
Right. And under Michigan law, you don't have to spoil your initial ballot, but don't make a big deal if for some reason a poll worker says you've got to spoil the ballot and they reissue another one. I would protest if they force you to issue a provisional ballot because that's against the law.
Right. You are a valid registered voter. You were sent an absentee ballot. There's no reason to do a provisional ballot.
If you have your absentee ballot with you, right?
Yes.
So, yeah. So if you have your, they can check the ballot number against their records in the poll book, and then it should be no problem at all.
Very good. Again, text me track, T-R-A-C-K. I'll send you a direct link to trackincidents.com website. Mike Lindell's pictures there. Real-time monitoring of any type of complaints or irregularities. Anything you see, you can put it on this website. They'll track it, do the work. Final comment from you, Pat, here about a minute and 10 seconds.
Get out and vote. I know everybody's saying that by pointing out some of the problems we're having with our election system, it discourages people from voting. Frankly, it should do the exact opposite. It should double down on your passion to get out there and vote and to get 10 other people along with you to get out and vote. And if you go to 10xvotes.com, there's a way to go off and do that effectively. So just go off and overwhelm them. The idea of making it too big to rig is very valid. We got to do this. Trump is a scratch golfer going against a 20 handicapper in Harris, which means he's got to hit par or birdie on every single hole to win. Let's make him win.
Amen to that. Greatly appreciate your time on the show. I'll send the link up.